I stepped from the TARDIS onto a bleak planet. All around, the ground was ravaged. No vegetation. Banks of chilling fog swirling through the air. Why had I been brought here?
Ah. Welcome, Doctor.
What's going on? Don't you realize how dangerous it is to intercept a transmat beam?
Oh, come, Doctor. Not with our techniques. We Time Lords transcended such simple mechanical devices when the universe was less than half its present size.
Look, whatever I've done for you in the past, I've more than made up for. I will not tolerate this continual interference in my life.
Continual? We pride ourselves. We seldom interfere in the affairs of others.
Except mine.
You, Doctor, are a special case. You enjoy the freedom we allow you. In return, occasionally, not continually, we ask you to do something for us.
I won't do it. Whatever it is, I refuse.
Daleks.
Daleks. Tell me more.
We foresee a time when they will have destroyed all other life forms and become the dominant creature in the universe.
That's possible. Tell on.
We'd like you to return to Skaro at a point in time before the Daleks evolved.
Do you mean avert their creation?
Or affect their genetic development so that they evolve into less aggressive creatures.
That's feasible.
Alternatively, if you learn enough about their very beginnings, you might discover some inherent weakness.
All right. Just one more time.
You'll do it.
Yes. If you'll let me have the space-time coordinates, I'll set the TARDIS for Skaro.
There's no need for that, Doctor. You're here. This is Skaro.
What?
We thought it would save time if we assumed your agreement.
What's this?
A time ring. It will return you to the TARDIS when you've finished here. There's just one thing.
What's that?
Be careful not to lose it. That time ring is your lifeline. Good luck, Doctor.
Just a moment.
Don't just disappear!
What about Sarah and Harry?
Doctor!
Ah, there you are, Sarah.
Say, Doctor, that was a pretty rough landing. What happened?
Yes, where are we? This isn't the beacon.
No, there's been a slight change of plan. It's a Skaro.
I said, it's gone.
Heavy artillery.
Doctor, it's getting closer!
It's a creepy barrage.
Look out! Something's on my bed!
This chap.
Strange. Accentuated between these two weapons.
What's that on his jacket?
Radiation detector. And gas mask. The two things don't go together, do they?
Part of his uniform is made of animal skins, and yet the combat jacket is a modern synthetic fiber.
Like finding the remains of a Stone Age man, the transistor radio.
Playing rock music?
Thousand-year war. Civilization on the point of collapse.
What?
Nothing. Just the arising, that's all. Come along.
Where are we going?
Forward.
We made our way very carefully through barbed wire fences and round primitive landmines until we came to the entrance to a trench. It was of the type common to 20th century warfare. Lying there, we saw the lifeless bodies of many soldiers.
Even the dead have a part to play. Propped up to make the trenches appear fully manned.
A different sort of uniform from that other chap's.
Yes. We may have crossed the lines.
Same mixture of ancient and modern, huh?
Yes. That's why I think this war's been going on for a very long time. They probably started out with the most modern equipment, but no longer have the resources, have to make do.
War of attrition, eh? Only backwards. At this rate, they're going to finish up with bows and arrows.
Hmm. Well, it would explain the mixture of equipment.
Pretty solid, isn't it? Some kind of service tunnel, I suppose.
Let's see where the trench leads.
Gas shell!
Gas!
Poison gas!
Respirators, quick!
As we snatched gas masks from the dead bodies, soldiers leapt into the trench and attacked us. We were completely outnumbered.
inside. Get him inside. There's another one here. Get him inside, quickly.
They don't look like Thals. I wonder. There have been rumors recently that the Thals were developing robots. Anyway, stick them on the transporter. I shall go to command headquarters with General Raven. Cut the ammunition and clean your weapons.
Leaving Sarah for dead in the trench, our captors, known as Khaleds, transported Harry and me to their headquarters. Mud-stained and bruised, we were dragged before their security commander, a human-like being with thin, cruel features, called Nida.
This is yours?
Yes.
What is its function?
Well, it's an etheric beam locator. It's also useful for detecting ion-charged emissions.
Oh, really? Mm. It is not of Thal manufacture.
Well, naturally not. My friend and I are not from your planet.
Aliens?
Humans? Well, I am, anyway.
I've heard Davros say there is no intelligent life on other planets. So either he is wrong or you are lying.
We are not lying.
And Davros is never wrong about anything.
Really must be exceptional. Even I am occasionally wrong about some things. Who is this Davros?
Our greatest scientist. He's in charge of all research at the bunker.
They could be mutos, Nida. Intelligent mutos who've developed a technology.
Tell me, what exactly are mutos?
Mutos are the scarred relics of ourselves. Monsters created by the chemical weapons used in the first century of this war. They were banished into the wastelands where they live and scavenge like animals.
In other words, genetically wounded.
We must keep the Khaled race pure. Imperfects are rejected. Some of them survive out there.
That's a very harsh policy.
It's horrible.
Your views are not important. General Raven, I'll take these two back to the bunker for interrogation by the special unit. Bring the prisoners.
Meanwhile, having found the door in the trench completely barred, Sarah made her way back into the wasteland in search of Harry and me.
Otto? Harry? Otto? Harry?
Stumbling along in the thick fog, she failed to see a shaggy creature looming up behind her. Suddenly, a hand touched her shoulder. She spun round. The being that faced her was a muto.
She's beautiful. No deformities. No imperfections.
She is a norm. All norms are our enemies. Kill her now for what she's done to our kind.
Now why? Why must we always destroy beauty? Why kill another creature because it is not in our image?
Kill her! It is the law. All norms must die. They are our enemies. And if you won't, I will.
Something over there.
That's a patrol. Very close. Let's get away from here.
Oh, no, they're too near. If you move, they'll see you.
They're coming this way. I'm going. Come on.
Oh, I tell you, they'll see you. Stay where you are.
Stay where you are and don't move.
Ammunition. There's a couple more of them. Hold it. If they're not too badly mutated, we might be able to use them. They still need expendable labor for the rocket loader.
Sarah and the Muto Severin were taken away. Their captors were Thals, the deadly enemy of the Khaled people who held Harry and me prisoner.
I want these two screened and passed to Ronson for full interrogation.
Yes, sir.
Prisoner's belongings.
Good. Well, now he's gone. Any chance of a cup of tea?
What?
Or coffee. My friend and I have had a very trying experience. Haven't we had a trying experience, Harry?
Very trying, Doctor.
Step into the security scan.
What? No tea?
Let me point out to you that you have no rights whatsoever. I have full authority to torture and kill any prisoner who does not comply absolutely with my orders. That is your first and last warning.
No tea, Harry.
You're cleared. Move forward. You, next. Scan detects power source. Located below prisoner's left elbow. Remove object from prisoner's left wrist.
Can't have that. That bracelet could have no possible use as a weapon.
It remains with the other confiscated items.
Let's not make a fuss, Doctor.
The time ring is our only hope of getting back to the TARDIS. Recovering it has got to be our number one priority. You understand, Harry? It's vital.
Yes, I know it's vital, but we don't want them to know that, do we?
The prisoners are to be given into the custody of senior researcher Ronson. Here. Take this with you. Move!
Who are you? Where are you from?
It's a long story.
Tell me.
Do you have any inkling of the theory of space dimension correlated to relative time?
Davros wishes all members of the elite scientific corps to assemble in the main laboratory immediately.
Our session will have to wait. Davros is coming.
Your chief scientist.
He is our supreme commander. When he calls a full meeting like this, he obviously has something of the greatest importance to tell us.
Well, I shall be delighted to meet him.
Stand up and keep quiet.
As silence fell over the room, a door slid open, and Davros emerged, a huddled ancient figure seated in a self-powered wheelchair, not unlike the base of a Dalek. From it protruded masses of tubes and wires, all attached to Davros's body. A complete life support system.
If I may have your attention. For some time, I have been experimenting with the Mark III project. Details and modifications will be distributed later. However, I am anxious that you should see immediately the remarkable results that I have achieved. And to that end, I have arranged this demonstration.
Travel machine.
You say so.
Halt. Turn left, move forward.
That's magnificent. He's perfected voice control.
Turn right. Move forward and circle left. You will agree, I think, that voice control represents an enormous step forward. However, the best is yet to come. Neither. Our machine is now equipped with a weapon for self-defense. Now, I am going to turn the machine over to total self-control. It will be entirely independent of all outside influences. A living, thinking, self-supporting creature. Brilliant. Brilliant. It has detected. The nonconformity.
Aliens! I must exterminate! Exterminate!
No!
You dare to interfere? You have the audacity to interrupt one of my experiments.
But he would have destroyed him.
So you think the saving of a worthless life more important than the progress we have made? My creature showed a natural desire, an instinct to destroy, and you interceded! You will be punished for this!
Ross, I'm sorry. But I believe that these prisoners, they could be extremely valuable. By all means, when I finish my questions, let the machine do what it likes with them, but I do need to interrogate them further.
You will be punished for insubordination. In the meantime, you may question the prisoners until first light. After that, they will be used to resume the experiment. This meeting is ended.
In the cell into which they were flung, Sarah and Severin found the Khalid soldier who attacked us in the trench.
Where are we?
We're inside the Thal Dome. We should be lucky to be alive. The Thals normally kill on sight.
Then why the change? Why bring us here?
Perhaps they need slave workers for some project.
The Muto is right. The work they're making us do kills, with the same certainty as a bullet between the eyes.
Oh, what work?
The Thals have built a rocket. They've used up all their manpower and resources. They're gambling that it's going to bring them victory in one blow. And if they can make the launch successfully, I don't see how they're going to fail. My race, the whole of the Khalid people, will be wiped out in seconds.
Perhaps we should be happy to work on such a weapon if it ends 1,000 years of war.
You won't be when you find out what it is.
Well, what is it?
The nose cone of the rocket is being packed with Distronic explosive. We have to put it in position.
So?
To reduce weight, they're using no protective shielding. Every load we carry exposes us to Distronic toxemia. After a few hours' exposure, we'll all be dead.
After Davros departed, Harry and I were thrown into a cell. As night fell, Ronson came to visit us.
There's no need to wait. I am armed. I'm sorry if they hurt you. I lack the courage to interfere.
Well, you did save me from becoming the very first victim of a Dalek. Thank you.
Yes, now you used that word earlier. It had never been heard before. And yet only an hour ago, Davros announced that henceforth his Mark III travel machine would be referred to as a Dalek. How could you have known that?
Well, I have an advantage in terms of time. You see, we've come here at this time because of future concern about the development of the Dalek. I think you're concerned too, aren't you?
Yes, I am concerned. And there are a few others who think the same as I. But we're powerless.
Then let us help you.
You see, we believe that Davros has changed the direction of our research into something which is immoral. Evil. You see, the Elite was formed to produce weapons that would end this war. We soon saw that this was futile and changed the direction of our research into the survival of our race. But our chemical weapons had already started to produce genetic mutations.
And the mutations were banished up into the wastelands.
Yes.
The mutos.
Mm-hmm. Now, Davros, he believed that there was no way to reverse this trend, and so he started experiments to establish our final mutational form. He took living cells, treated them with chemicals, and produced the ultimate creature. Come with me.
Ronson led us to a heavy metal door in which there was a viewing panel. Looking through it, we saw a room full of jars filled with incubating Daleks.
Now this is what the Khalids will become. Knowing our ultimate form, Davros had to devise a travel machine, the Dalek.
Now he's trying to change that into a weapon.
And he's succeeding. He's created a monster utterly devoid of conscience.
And you want to stop him?
Well, I must. There are a few in the Khalid government who still have the power to act. If they knew the truth, they would end Davros' power, close down this bunker, finish the Elite.
Then go to them, Ronson, go to them.
But I'm not allowed in the city. Security here is absolute.
Us to escape. Give us the names of the men who have the power.
Ronson helped us to climb into the ventilation duct. In the Thal city, Sarah and her fellow prisoners had already broken out of their cell.
Let's be alarmed! They'll be after us in a minute. Come on!
They reached the rocket silo and began to climb the scaffolding. Soldiers ran into the area and opened fire. The Khalid officer was one of those hit.
They're coming up after us. You must keep moving. You must. You must.
With bullets whistling round them, Sarah and Severin climbed higher and higher. They reached the nose cone of the rocket near the roof of the dome.
Section of the roof's light out. We can get to it from the top of the rocket.
We've got to get across first.
We'll have to jump. I'll go first. You follow, I'll catch you. Surface of the dome and sail.
It's far enough. Right. Come on back down here.
The following day, Harry and I contacted the Khalid politicians. Their leader, Councillor Mogren, spoke first.
Fellow councillors, I've asked you to assemble here and not in our House of Congress, as our meeting is of a most secret nature. There are no listening devices here, nor the Raven.
Not that I know of, Mogren.
Doctor, will you please tell the councillors what you have told me?
Yes, of course. And some of what I will tell you relates to events in the future. Not only on this planet, but also on others whose existence you don't even know of. But my knowledge is scientific fact. Now, Davros has created a machine creature, a monster, which will terrorize and destroy millions and millions of lives and lands throughout all eternity. He has given this machine a name, a Dalek. It is a word new to you. But for a thousand generations, it is a name that will bring fear and terror. Now, undoubtedly, Davros has one of the finest scientific minds in existence. But he has a fanatical desire to perpetuate himself in his machine. He works without conscience, without soul, without pity. And his machines are equally devoid of these qualities.
I'm afraid, Doctor, the councillors could not agree to halt all experimentation at the bunker.
The councillors are fools.
Let me finish, please. It has been agreed that an independent tribunal will investigate all work that has been done at the bunker.
But that could take months. Davros already has several prototype Daleks ready for action.
It has also been agreed that pending the investigation, Davros's experiments will be suspended.
It is less than I'd hoped for.
And I promise you, Doctor, if your allegations are borne out, all work at the bunker will be closed down.
Thank you.
And now I must go with my committee and inform Davros of our decision.
Well, now I think it's high time we look for Sarah, don't you?
The one you left behind in the wastelands.
Yes. Do you have some news of her?
I can't be certain, you understand. But our agents inside the Thal Dome report a newly arrived girl prisoner who led an attempted breakout. Gave the Thals quite a bit of trouble.
That'll be her.
In the Thal Dome, you say?
The Thals are using prisoners to load their last great rocket.
Rocket?
They think they'll win the war with it. What they don't know is that no matter how powerful their rocket, it cannot penetrate our protective dome. Only a matter of months ago, Davros perfected a new substance which has the strength of 30-foot-thick,
yes,
reinforced concrete.
Never mind about that. Could you help us to find Sarah?
One of my agents could lead you into the service shafts underneath the Thal City.
Oh, good,
but after
good.
That, you're strictly on your own.
Fair enough.
Raven's agent guided Harry and me into the Thal City, where we soon found the rocket launch area. Looking into the control room, we were astonished to see Davros and Nida talking earnestly to a group of Thals.
What's Davros doing here in the Thal City?
And I am no longer influenced by words such as patriotism and nationalism. My concern is only for peace, an end to this carnage that has virtually destroyed both our races.
Why aren't you telling this to your own government and people?
I have tried. Time and again I have tried. But now, they will be satisfied with nothing other than total annihilation of the Thal people.
Then they deserve to perish. And perish they will when we launch our rocket. It's primed and ready. The countdown for firing can begin immediately.
And it will fail.
It can't fail.
The Kale Dome cannot be penetrated. Your great rocket will hardly scratch it. This is the measure of my faith, Nida.
It is a simple chemical formula. If the substance is loaded into artillery shells and fired onto the surface of the Khaled Dome, it will weaken the molecular structure and make it brittle. Your rocket will then be able to penetrate without resistance.
Why are you giving us this information? You know that your own people, the Khaleds, will be utterly exterminated.
No price is too great to pay for peace. I only ask that when the war is over, I be allowed to help in the reconstruction of our planet.
We want only to see the conflict brought to an end. This formula gives you the power to bring that about.
By dawn tomorrow, our world could be at peace.
Doctor, somehow we've got to warn Mogren and the other colored leaders.
Yes, and we haven't found Sarah yet. Come on.
Excuse me. Can you help me? I'm a spy. That suits Harry.
It's loaded. Why are they still keeping us here?
Why take the trouble to move us? It's easier to leave us here.
When it's fired, the exhaust blast will burn us.
You all right, Sarah?
Oh, I am now. Listen, we've got to get out of here. The Thals are going to launch this rocket.
Yes, I know. Listen, I want you and Harry to go back to the Khaled Dome. Harry knows the way. Tell them all we know. There's a chance that if they launch all our defenses, I might be able to stop the rocket.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Try to sabotage it, or at least delay it. Off you go.
Right.
Good luck.
Severin, you come with us.
I gazed up at the massive rocket, unaware of the soldiers edging towards me. I regained consciousness in the control room.
It's working. The Khaled Dome is breaking up. Start the countdown for the rocket launch.
No, you mustn't.
Sent Harry and Sarah in